let's take a look at this bonus assignment. Folks, I sure hope you enjoy this. I sure hope you do. Take a trip to a library that has the value line. Now, unfortunately, folks, Southwestern's budget crisis has has taken yet another toll, and the Southwestern College Library no longer has it. It's very expensive to libraries. It's expensive to individuals. I think it's $540 a year if you use the online, $600 if you get the print. So you're going to have to go to the Chula Vista Central Library, the South San Diego Central Library, and San Diego's selected libraries. There are several that have it. So go to their website and check out which ones. I know the Point Loma one has it, but I have to go look. And what I should do is put a link. That's it. That's what I'll do. I'll put a link up there to the San Diego libraries that have it. And you're going to consult the value line and choose one or two stocks from the list below. Now, let's take a look at that list. Many of these companies you know, and many of them you don't. But the reason I chose these companies is because we want something that's a tried and true company. We don't really want you to be dealing with companies that are fast growing, just getting started, high tech or whatever. And that's not because I'm trying to downplay those companies. It's just that these tools don't work as well with them because they're so much more volatile and much more, the future is so much more harder to predict for those types of companies. So you'll find that most of these companies are big, solid companies. They've been around for a long time. But if you want to choose something else, go right ahead. But we prefer that you use something tried, large cap, multinational, long history of paying dividends and the like. All right, so let's get started back at the top. Perform the following valuation model calculations. So you're going to use the price to earnings ratio model, the price to cash flow ratio model, and the price to sales ratio models to predict next year's stock price. All right, so 1 year into the future. Yeah, it's not hard. I hope you did the calculations. The trick is to find the five-year averages, and we'll discuss that in a moment. Problems 4 and 5 want you to do dividend discount models. The fourth problem. Is the constant perpetual dividend growth model. Now remember, that's a pretty straightforward calculation unless the numbers are strange. Okay? So if they're growing their dividends at faster than 12, 10, or 8%, right, you've got a problem. So you might have to readjust your required rate of return if they're growing their dividends at 15%, and there's not too many companies that are doing that, folks, but then you can't use any of these because the required rate of return must be greater than the growth rate, or you wind up with division by zero or negative stock values. That doesn't make any sense. And the same thing is true for number 5. Use the dividends and earnings model. This one's a little bit more forgiving because there's no division by zero, but still, you might have to play around with your required rate of return. So now let's read the notes. For the first three problems, the price models, you need to compute the five-year averages if Value Line does not have them. And usually Value Line will have them, so you can find them there, or you can compute them yourselves. The formula is really not that difficult. You take the current year, for example here, the projected 2012 value, minus the actual 2011 value, and then divide that by the actual 2011 value. So subtract first, and then divide. And then you just do that for the previous 4 years after that, and then add them up and divide by 5. So that's how you get the 5-year average. Okay, you take the current year minus the previous year, divide it by the previous year, and that gives you the growth rate for that year. You do that for 5 years, 4 years into the, you do it for 2012 minus 2011 divided by 2011, and then 2011 minus 2010 divided by 2010, so on and so forth back 5 years. Add all those up and divide by 5, and you have the average. For the constant perpetual growth discount model, you need the dividend growth rate, and you can use just, 2012 divided by 2011, I'm sorry, 2012 minus 2011 divided by 2011, and just use 1 year. Or you could go back 5 years, that's what I do, go back 5 years and try to get the 5-year average for the growth rate of the dividends. And as we've already said, let's read together. Remember that sometimes the model will produce aberrant results, meaning meaningless results, such as division by zero or negative prices, depending upon the required rate of return. If this happens, you can adjust the required rate of return up or down until you get reasonable values, or simply display not available, as the model's results are not applicable. It just blows up. For the dividend and earnings model, use the 2012 value line estimates of the dividends and extrapolate the estimated dividends until 2014. If you want to do 2015, that's fine, but at least 2014, 3 years in other words. Use the dividend growth rate you calculated for the constant perpetual growth discount model to calculate the estimates of the 2012 through 2014 dividends. Yeah. Use an appropriate value for the target price of late 2014. And as I say here, you can use your own prediction or use the value line's target price and or use a price in between. How's that for precision? And I'm going to say it over and over again as we go through these problems. You want to avoid the illusion of precision. Folks, just because you calculate this gorgeous, beautiful number and it looks so, your calculations look so neat and clean and precise, you need to realize that you are, sometimes people use the word blowing smoke, you've got the, the smoke and mirrors, you are predicting into the future and really, just sort of, it's like predicting the weather, it's only worse. And why are we doing these then, Payano, you might say, why? I'm probably going to ask this and answer this question again in some other place. This is going to tilt the odds in your favor. I think, because what it'll do is it'll ground your expectations in what can reasonably be expected from stocks. And often we'll hear people say that they have a 3 to 5 year time horizon. And why is that? Because it's hard enough to see 3, 4, 5 years into the future. So, in conclusion, this is a bonus assignment. You don't have to do it, but boy, I really hope you do. And more than that, I really hope you enjoy it. Why? Because it's brilliant fun. I think so. I enjoy it. I love to get lost in the value line. At the bottom, look at the postscript at the bottom. Flip through the value line index and gawk at the sheer number of publicly traded companies. Could any one person ever become capable and qualified to give advice on more than a small percentage of companies available for investment? Can you now understand why mutual funds have entire teams of analysts and portfolio managers? The Value Line Index also contains market commentary, which I find enjoyable to read. You know, they're doing the best they can to predict the future. So check those out. And they also have portfolios, different portfolios of different types of stocks that you could use. What do they say about the current market conditions? So, dear students, I hope you really enjoy this bonus assignment. Have fun.